This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you. Wow, this is really loud, isn't it? Let me turn that down. Am I pegging? That's really loud. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up second hour, we're going to have Rob Morse. He's going to come in with self-defense gun stories. We haven't done that in a few weeks, so we're going to get that back going. Now, there is one gun law out there that might stop 98.8% of mass shootings, and the Democrats oppose it. Now, according to the Baltimore Sun, congressional Democrats haven't finished fundraising off the bodies of the 49 gay people killed by the pantsuit Clinton supporting Islamic terrorists in Orlando more than 2 weeks ago. Sun says that they'll return from the 4th of July break and try to push for two different gun control bills that would not have made any difference at all. They write, Democrats held events across the country on Wednesday, including in Baltimore, in an effort to press Republican leaders to hold a vote on two ideas they say most Americans support: tougher background checks and blocking people on terrorism watch lists from purchasing a firearm. Our message is very simple. There will be no more business as usual in the House of Representatives until we have an opportunity to take action on this issue, said, what's this guy's name? Von Holland, yeah. Said on the steps of the Cathedral of the Incarnation, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Maryland. So long as Congress does not take action in response to the carnage, Congress itself is implicated in that carnage, he said. Okay. Been that way for quite some time since they started designating that schools were gun-free zones. But I agree with this grandstanding Maryland Democrat piece of sludge. These Congress people should take action in the wake of the Islamic terrorist attack on the Pulse nightclub by one of their fellow Democrats. Now, their calls for more background checks and blocking people on terror watch lists from buying guns wouldn't have stopped this most recent mass murder in Orlando any more than it would have stopped the San Bernardino Islamic terrorist attack, the UC Santa Barbara murders, the Washington Naval Yard shooting, the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre, the Aurora, Colorado movie massacre, the Virginia Tech massacre, nor any of the other significant mass killings in American history. Those two concepts, pushed by Democrats, more background checks and destroying due process and the presumption of innocence that is the bedrock of our judicial system. This is nothing more or less than an attempt by an increasingly statist political party to brand citizens as subversives and then make them submissive by stripping them of their core rights. If they really want to stop the vast majority of mass killings, they can push for one very simple law that would have the dual effects of restoring liberties nationwide and destroying the common target of nearly every mass murder. Mass shootings, and we're going to be talking... 98.8% of mass shootings from 1950 through February of 2016, that's 66 years, have all had the common denominator of occurring in the gun-free zone. Places where ordinary people are prevented from being able to legally carry a gun for their own self-defense and the defense of others. The evil souls who have decided they must rage against innocent random human life nearly always pick densely populated spaces where they know citizens have been disarmed by politicians. And what they want is time and space to kill. And the Democrats have given them all the time and space they need for more than half a century. And it isn't working. So it's, you know, calling these things a gun-free zone is, that's a bad name for it. That's a bad name for it. It should be called a wide-open zone, or a defense-free zone, or a common-sense-free zone. Now, I don't go to them. I don't go in them. There's this one restaurant here in town that I want to check out, but it's got the sign up. And in South Carolina, the sign has the force of law. And if I get caught carrying a gun, and I'm carrying a gun everywhere I go, so when I get to that one restaurant, if I get caught in that one restaurant with a gun, I'm in big trouble. So I won't be carrying my everywhere else legally concealed firearm with my permit everywhere else. I just won't be going there and sampling their restaurant fare. In every one of these killings, there's actually two common denominators, and we've mentioned them. Gun-free zone and time. When one of these guys pop, and when they go in and they start their little run, they are guaranteed at least 5 or 6 minutes of uninterrupted mayhem. Unless there's a cop there, or unless there's somebody that wasn't paying attention to the gun-free zone signs. The anti-gunners will tell you how many mass killings have they ever stopped, these concealed carriers? None, I tell you. Well, no, they didn't. They simply didn't become or didn't work their way into being mass killings because the concealed carrier was there. Ask Nick Melly in Oregon how that works out. So, the time that they need is the most nefarious thing because this has been studied and this has been broken down. And every 20 seconds, at the most, in one of these environments where they are closed in with a group of people that can't get away from them, every 20 seconds, at the most, they are shooting somebody. And everybody in that room gets to sit there and wait their turn. How would you like to spend your last final moments on this planet in abject terror until the killer turns his gaze upon you? How would you like that? Does that penetrate with you? Does that get? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Until they get to you, you have to wait your turn to be shot. On the other hand, when we've had either police officers that know how to shoot or concealed carriers there, these things get stopped, and they get stopped quick. There's plenty of police officers out there who know how to shoot. In the matter of the pulse, that first one that made contact with him should have killed him. Should have killed him right away. Instead, that guy made it into the building, and they waited for, you know. And then now they're using procedural terminology like, well, it became a hostage situation. Well, no. With a jihadi, that's just hardening and getting ready to blow something up. But that's all beside the point. Get rid of the gun-free zone. Stop 98.8% of the mass killings. It happened here in South Carolina. So we'll get to that when we get back.
time is life's situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
If you see me shooting it, probably came from ammunitiondepot.com. Now then, for those that say, well, concealed carriers never stop mass shootings, well, allow me to give you a... This happened, well, I think in the last evening or so, I'm not sure. He stopped it. He stopped a mass shooting, and the media has remained silent. Now, this past Sunday, 2 weeks to the day after the Pulse attack, there was a mass shooting here in South Carolina outside of a nightclub. Probably haven't heard about that for two good reasons. First reason is that the attempted murderer was unsuccessful in killing any of his victims. The second reason is because the attempted murderer was stopped by a concealed carrier at the club, drawing his weapon and putting a bullet into the bad guy. Shots rang out at the Playoff nightclub at 105B Little Mountain Road, which is in Spartanburg County, South Carolina, just north of here. 3:30 a.m. Sunday. Deputies believe Thompson got into an argument with another man and began firing into a crowd of people outside the club, according to Lieutenant Kevin Bobo, a Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office spokesman. Three people were shot. Another man who was shot at returned fire with his own handgun and struck Thompson in the leg. He acted in self-defense and has a concealed carry permit, so he is not being charged, Bobo said, which in Spartanburg County, that's... Those two things mean you normally don't get in charge. Mr. Thompson is facing four counts of attempted murder, and one of the people he shot, a mother of three, is still in the hospital as doctors attempt to try to figure out how, or even if they can safely extract the bullet lodged in her pelvic area. Mr. Thompson has a criminal record dating back to 2003 in that he's a felon who had used a gun illegally before. Many experts have opined that armed citizens cannot carry in a bar or nightclub responsibly, arguing that guns and alcohol don't mix. And I agree with that. However, in South Carolina, if you carry a gun into a nightclub or bar, you're not allowed to mix with alcohol. This, as a general, I mean, the mixing too is a general rule I completely agree with. But there's, you know, we haven't had any Wild West shootouts here in this state, and I haven't read of any anywhere else, you know, where having a drink while armed is perfectly legal as long as you don't get drunk. But just as the idea has been promoted of having a responsible designated driver for groups of friends who go to bars and clubs to imbibe, maybe we should encourage responsible concealed carry amongst adults who, you know, let them drink all the coffee and Sprite they want. From, you know, if you want to be the designated driver and or shooter or defender, whatever you want to call themselves. There were an estimated 320 people inside Pulse when the Islamic terrorist launched his attack. Florida has a population estimated at just over 20 million in 2016, with more than 1.4 million concealed carriers, or roughly one concealed carry permit holder per 20 people. So, in other words, in that breakdown at the Pulse nightclub, that would mean that as many as 16 people with concealed carry permits could have been in the Pulse when the Muslim terrorist launched his attack, but they were all disarmed by Florida law just because they wanted to have a good time. And that's crazy. That's crazy. The people of the Pulse nightclub, the people that were at Pulse nightclub, were forced to put their hands or their lives into the hands of a single Orlando Police Department officer outside the club, and the promise that 911 calls would result in the police riding in to save the day. And that worked out quite poorly. That was a tragedy, the way it worked out. Laws that disarm us create killing zones for the monsters and the predators lurking amongst us. And 98.8% of all mass murders happen in the so-called gun-free zone, because people who want to cause as much carnage as possible prefer to rampage unopposed. So, we can invoke the play, is it the Playoff Club? What do they call it? We can endorse that one. Playoffs Club. We can endorse that narrative, and we can say, look, you know, here's a guy that he even did what you guys say. You're all they're all, you know, they're always saying, why couldn't you shoot him in the leg? Well, he did. We don't need to listen to these anti-liberty Democrats. Yes, they want to strip us of our core civil rights, and they want to push for laws that turn law-abiding citizens into easy targets. Yes, why should we listen to this? The unnamed concealed carrier is out of Lyman, South Carolina, which is about 30 miles, 40 miles from here. He stopped a criminal shooting into a crowd at a club by putting a bullet into him. This particular instance does not serve the narrative proposed by the progressive Democrats and their allies in the media. So they'll do the best they can to keep this story of an armed citizen shooting a gunman to stop an attack at a nightclub as quiet as they can. Now you have it. You should go spread it. Spread it as best you can. Because it does happen. It happens very often. Very, very often. And, well, it happens as often as there's somebody with a concealed carry permit. I mean, last time any one of these instances happened of note was either in Chicago with the Uber driver or in Pennsylvania with the psychiatrist who disregarded a gun-free zone and took a gun in there anyway and ended up saving probably a floor at the hospital. He probably ended up saving that entire floor. And I don't think they did anything to him. I'm not sure. But a hospital is a designated gun-free zone. And that's, you know, that's nearly as bad as a school being a designated gun-free zone. Any gun-free zone is bad because all you have are a bunch of people sitting there presuming that their security is dealt with by the gun-free zone plastic signs, and they're just going to sit there and enjoy their cocktails or their medication if they're in a hospital or, you know, the crayons and the lunch, school lunch if they're at school, whatever it is. They're going to sit there and they're going to enjoy it, and yet they're in peril the entire time. And that is the worst part of it, that, you know, that whole non-suspecting fish in a barrel thing just bugs me to no end. But this was happily a better outcome than most times. Most times it doesn't work out that well. When we get back, we're going to talk about getting an out-of-state permit, non-resident permit, to get into a state where you... Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one on suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. For some of us, we want to get non-resident permits so that we can carry our firearm in certain states. Where, not too long ago, I mean like 3 weeks ago, if I wanted to carry a gun into Georgia, I had to go get a Utah or New Hampshire or Florida. And I may be wrong about the Florida, but I had to get somebody else's non-resident permit to be able to carry into Georgia. Now, if you're listening to me, you very likely already have a concealed carry permit, a pistol license, whatever you want to call it, issued by the state in which you live. If you're lucky enough to live in one of the constitutional carry states, you may not even need to have a state license, but at some point in the future, having your pistol permit will be similar to having your driver's license. When you're driving and you get to your state line, you don't have to stop, and that's not the case when it comes to handguns. Depending on the state in which you live, your pistol license may or may not have reciprocity to legally carry your pistol in other states. Some states, including New York, do not grant reciprocity to any state. Many states will offer a non-resident permit so that out-of-staters can legally carry their firearm when in that state. Now, New York does not currently grant reciprocity to any state. A New York pistol permit is recognized and has reciprocity in 22 other states. That's sort of confusing, isn't it? One that, you know, there's a variety of apps that you can get on your smartphone. You can go to USACarry.com. That website contains up-to-date information on the latest reciprocity agreements and changes that happened during the year. But that said, as a responsible firearm owner, it's up to each and every one of us to know the laws of the states we live and travel in. So do your homework. And do not. Do not be the next Shanine Allen, please. Don't sit out there and say, well, I got my Pennsylvania permit, so I got to drive and go see my sister in wherever she was going when she had to drive through New Jersey. And then be so helpful to the New Jersey cops who are going to bust you anyway. Two popular states that do issue non-resident pistol permits are Florida and Utah. The bonus of those two particular states is that once you meet the application requirements, you can apply by mail. Many states that offer non-resident permits require you to appear in person to apply. Both Florida and Utah require a certain amount of documented training, such as an NRA pistol class or a specialized Utah pistol course, prior to submitting your application, fee, and fingerprint cards. Florida, at the time that I was coming up here to do, or getting ready to do this show, the Florida non-resident permit cost $112 when I checked. You may deduct $42 for the fingerprint processing fee if you have your fingerprints digitally scanned by your local law enforcement agency and you are submitting a digital copy. The minimum requirements to qualify for a pistol license in Florida, according to the Fresh from Florida state-run website, are as follows. You got to be 21 years old of age, unless you're a service member, as defined in Section 250.01 of the Florida statutes, or you are a veteran of the United States Armed Forces who was discharged under honorable conditions. You must meet the citizenship and residency requirements set forth in the law. You must be able to provide a certificate of completion from a firearms training class or other acceptable training document that evidences your competency with a firearm. You must not have a disqualifying criminal record or other condition that make you ineligible for licensure. Applications can be submitted through the mail or in person. Utah. At this time, the cost of a non-resident Utah concealed carry permit is $49. It has reciprocity in 35 states. The minimum requirements for a Utah permit, as stated in the Utah DPS website, are as follows. 21 years of age. Proof of good character, whereas the applicant has not been convicted of a felony or any crime of violence, has not been convicted of any offense involving the use of alcohol, has not been convicted of any offenses involving the unlawful use of narcotics or other controlled substances, has not been convicted of any offenses involving moral turpitude. I haven't heard that since, Porky's. I haven't heard that since the movie Porky's. They have not been convicted of any offense involving domestic violence. They have not been adjudicated by a court or state of the United States as mentally incompetent. And they are qualified to purchase and possess a firearm pursuant to Section 76-10-503 in federal law. A criminal background check is conducted for all applicants. Of note, Utah requires the completion of its own safety class, which is taught by Utah certified instructors. You can take them anywhere they're offering it. That's part and parcel of it. And you can find current Utah instructors by going to searching for certified Utah instructors as a website. I think there's a clearinghouse for that. These two states have non-residential permits that are widely popular, depending on where you live and when you plan on traveling with your gun. But you might want to check the requirements and reciprocity for other states near you, even if it means applying in person. Now, if you live in New York, for an example, you may spend a lot of time in Pennsylvania. So it's easier to get a Pennsylvanian non-resident license to carry than it is to try to work through the hoops of being a New York carrier. Despite, you can own property in Pennsylvania and not legally obtain a residential permit because it's not your primary state of residence. So, but you can still do everything with a non-resident permit that you could with a resident permit. And as an added bonus, Pennsylvania has reciprocity to 26 additional states. So I did not know New Yorkers, New York State, people of New York State, had this much available to them. I really didn't. I've been feeling bad for them. But if you've got a New York resident permit, and then you have a Utah non-resident permit, and a Pennsylvania non-resident permit, you could drive from Vermont to Washington State and never have an issue, thanks to reciprocity. Now, if you're considering applying for a non-resident pistol permit, there are 9 things you need to know. Laws are going to vary by state, and it's your responsibility to know what they are. All the time. If you're going to be traveling through them, what was true yesterday may not be true today. You got to be checking that out. Number 2, reciprocity is subject to change. Number 3, renewing your non-resident permit may be a hassle if you need to renew in person. Number 4, know the training requirements and complete everything ahead of time. Number 5, some states will mail you their required fingerprint cards. Don't assume that your local police department cards will be accepted. Number 6, most states require that you have your home state's pistol permit in order to obtain a non-resident permit from your state. Number 7, due to backlogs, it may take up to several months to obtain your non-resident permit, especially if you're applying for it by mail. Number 8, may take a few tries to find somewhere to fingerprint you. Local police departments sometimes do not fingerprint for out-of-state permits. Number 9, double check that you're getting the best bang for your buck with any state you're considering applying to. Many have identical reciprocity and costs vary widely. That's just 2 states. That's just 2 of them. Whatever you do, whichever way you decide to go, if that's the way you want to go, I mean, you know, if you want to have a deck of concealed carry permits, go ahead. Because it's doable. It's out there. They're out there to be had. I'm glad I don't have to. The only state I was concerned with was Georgia. That's because we like to go to Georgia. No, I don't have to be worried about that anymore. Coming up on the next break, we will be right back.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frog Lube Performance Made in USA Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Earlier today, I don't know how many of you guys saw this because you were probably working. Earlier today, there was all over the internet, there was this news of an active shooter situation at Andrews Air Base, or as they call it, Joint Base Andrews, in Maryland. Now, I'm coming to where I really prefer Ron Borish and his rapid mass murder terminology for the sake of accuracy. But that's what we were getting. We were getting active shooter alerts. Coming from Joint Base Andrews, JBA is currently on lockdown due to a report of an active shooter. All personnel are directed to shelter in place. More info as it comes. This was at 9:16 a.m. Eastern Time. It was retweeted 3,175 times. It was liked 658 times. Who would like that? From Reuters, breaking, active shooter confirmed at U.S. Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, U.S. defense official. As it was going on along the way, the first thing I thought was, another military base about to be shot at, probably by a jihadi. But there was two things missing. There are two things that are present in every rapid mass murder / and or active shooter and or spree shooting incident among the requisite mainstream media hysteria. There were no accounts of any actual shooting going on, and there were no reports of anyone being injured. I'm not always right about a bunch of stuff. But I'm pretty sure for there to be any accuracy in a report of a shooting, there has to be some sort of shooting. It needs to have taken place in order for there to be a report of a shooting. There has to have been a shooting. Otherwise, we merely have a man with a gun call. And more than that, there's a lot of times when that turns out to be a moron with a phone call. Now, it turns out that at Joint Base Andrews, there was a scheduled active shooter drill scheduled, and somebody out there didn't get the memo. Again, on Twitter, from Joint Base Andrews. When did that become the de facto way to communicate? Twitter. Joint Base Andrews. The base was scheduled to conduct an active shooter exercise. However, reports of a real-world active shooter situation were reported. So as a result of the drill, someone at Andrews saw base security carrying long guns, more than likely M4s or maybe even AR-15s, maybe shotguns, and they called the police. On the police. Now, in this chicken little world that we occupy today, I would strongly advise that you take any active shooter account from any source, no matter how official sounding, with a tremendous degree of skepticism if you don't immediately hear confirmation of shots fired and casualties. Reporters, especially anti-gun reporters, are going to take this and run with this. I'm surprised we did not see pictures of AR-15s and people going, oh, here we go again. They did that during the D.C. Naval Yard shooting, even though the D.C. Naval Yard shooter didn't have one. Plus, they also pointed that they were saying, the D.C. Naval Yard shooter, the AR-15, the weapon of choice for him. There are no AR-15s, as far as I know, on military posts. They carry real weapons, real assault rifles. So, you know, reporters are going to report everything and anything, whether they're told to or not, if it pushes the agenda, no matter how implausible, because they don't want to miss a story and they'd rather be the first than be right. You, as the listener, the watcher, the viewer, you get to hone your ability to separate fact from fiction, because in the mad rush for airtime and page views, accuracy is always going to suffer from that. But without exception, and I mean, I'm not the one making the rules here, but without exception, if you're going to have an active shooter situation, two things that you have to have in order to have an active shooter situation is you have to have shots fired, and there should be casualties there. And without that, it's not even a shooter situation. It was a sighting and a call-in. They have found out now that one or more of the guns that were used to shoot up Paris on November 13th of last year's Paris terrorist attack originated in Phoenix, Arizona, and was sold illegally as part of the Fast and Furious gun walking operations, and ATF agents did their best to cover up that information. According to Judicial Watch, a report of the investigation filed by a case agent in the ATF tracked the gun used in the Paris attacks to a Phoenix gun owner who sold it illegally off book. Judicial Watch's law enforcement sources confirmed this. Federal agents tracing the firearm also found the Phoenix gun owner to be in possession of an unregistered fully automatic weapon, according to law enforcement officials with firsthand knowledge of the investigation. Is that guy still walking the streets? I'd like to know that. The investigative follow-up of the Paris weapon consisted of tracking a paper trail using a form 4473. Now, wait a minute. Was this fully automatic at the gun shop in Phoenix? Because that's illegal. Wait a minute. You mean they do that? Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what that was about. Let me hit that. This is what happens when you have Apple stuff and everything's hooked up together. And then you're using your computer to hook up with your network. Everything is linked. Phoenix gun owner that the weapon was traced back to was found to have at least two federal firearms violations for selling one weapon illegally and possessing an unregistered automatic weapon. But no enforcement or prosecutorial action was taken against the individual, he's probably the, you know, he's probably the eight. Do you want the ATF tell them to do? They kept the gun owner's identity quiet, according to law enforcement sources involved with the case. Agents were told in the process of taking the fully auto or the full auto not to anger the seller to prevent him from going public. That's always important. The only language that these people is going to understand is the language of lawsuits and firings and incarcerations. I'm sure the French government would love to see this investigation followed up on. But if the denial by the ATF is any indication, the Stonewall will continue and French intelligence will be denied access to any helpful information at all. So, in this case, leaks from within the law enforcement community aided Judicial Watch in their investigations. If the documents still exist, they confirm this info, they were likely destroyed long ago with other fast and furious dogs. So, but it's interesting. Fast and Furious, we will be hearing about this for years. We'll hear about it. We're going to hear about it all for the rest of the time of Barack Obama, then the next president. He'll probably be a two-termer, then the next president. This will go on for years. They found their way in the jihadi pipeline. Oh, my. Isn't that interesting? Coming up next, he's been, well, he joined me when he came back from the Faster class, and we talked about Faster, but we haven't talked about self-defense gun stories in quite some time. We're going to be joined by Rob Morse, just so I can give you the proper introduction to you. Rob Morse is, of course, the co-host of the Polite Society podcast, the host of the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, writer at ClashDaily.com, AmmoLand.com, and at the Slow Facts blog. And his stuff is found all over the place. He's a competitor. He's a shooter. He's a dad, and he knows how to get oil out of a rock. Knowing Rob means that you have a prepper with you. So that's coming up in the next hour. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.